Just north of Missoula, Montana, you'll find a beautiful rural church with quite a story. It's a place where people worship, but also where visitors stop just about every day of the week to see something that many compare to the great artistry of the Sistine Chapel. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, and it's brought to you by Nationwide. Farming and land ownership comes with a share of liabilities, and you need an insurance company to help protect you. But when it comes down to it, what you really need is an individual who truly understands what you deal with each day and knows how to help you see what you may have overlooked. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm and ranch insurer in the nation. They have farm certified agents. Those are agents that are specifically trained to handle the needs of farmers. I know there was a lot I had overlooked, and that's why we've created short videos to help address those key concerns. Go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host quick shows on important topics to help you protect your next.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
As Father Craig Hightower explains, the story of what so many people come here to see at St. Ignatius Church has to do with someone who had an interesting route to Montana.
Brother Corigliano was a Jesuit brother from Turin, Italy. A lot of Jesuits, after the Revolutionary Wars of 1848, were exiled from areas of Europe and ended up in St. Louis and then out here to the reservations and to the West.
Brother Corigliano is sometimes referred to as the cook, but he had amazing talents far beyond the kitchen.
He did not have training as a painter. But this is about the sixth or seventh church he painted, so we're fairly confident he did have access to an illustrated Bible and some books and things, you know, so you can tell some of the artwork looks like a lot of the Renaissance pieces out of Europe.
The work here in St. Ignatius, Montana, took about 18 months, from 1904 to 1905. Much of his masterpieces are high up on the ceilings.
In the high nave, they're probably about 85 to 90 feet. They're 12-foot medallions with some 4-foot medallions of the saints, but they're all on curved surfaces. So when you're up close to them, they're not in proportion because of the way they look. So when you're down here, the way your eyes work, they're in proportion.
He taught himself how to paint so the images would appear crisp and clear to the parishioners below.
I'm not going to put Corigliano with Michelangelo, but in both places, and I've been at both places, when you walk in for the first time, it's awe-inspiring and impressive. People get that same experience here.
Many people stop here throughout the week. It's free to come and look and be inspired from the scenes painted over a century ago. Traveling the countryside in St. Ignatius, Montana, I'm Andrew McCrae.